Governor Rick Scott on Tuesday gave Carlos Lopez Cantera a late 40th birthday gift, naming him the state's new lieutenant governor. Lopez Cantera replaces Jennifer Carroll, who resigned 10 months ago.
I'm proud to officially announce that Miami-Dade property appraiser Carlos Lopez Cantera be the next Florida Lieutenant Governor.
Lopez Cantera is no stranger to Tallahassee. Before his election as Miami-Dade property appraiser in 2012, he served 8 years in the House. He chaired the Business Regulation and Government Affairs Committees and was Majority Whip and then Majority Leader.
It's an honor and opportunity to serve the citizens of the state of Florida. I'm very excited to be part of this team and looking forward to getting involved in the action in Tallahassee.
Scott says Lopez Cantera's political connections were key to his choice.
He's got a great legislative background. He's also got a good business background and knows local government. So he's going to be very helpful this session as we focus on, you know, cutting taxes to $500 million. So he'll be a big help.
Lately, of course, there was a suit filed and it's getting close to election time. And so it was definitely time for him to make a choice because you want to give that person time to serve before having to get on the campaign trail.
Susan McManus is a political scientist at the University of South Florida. When he takes office February 3rd, Lopez Cantera will be the state's first Hispanic lieutenant governor. McManus says he'll serve as a bridge to Hispanics, who make up the fastest-growing segment of the Florida electorate, during the 2014 election season.
Republicans have known for quite some time the need to outreach more to the Hispanic communities. It was very, very shrewd of the governor. Long gone in Florida are the days when you can have two white males on a governor and lieutenant governor ticket.
In 2010, candidate Rick Scott rankled many Hispanic voters, including Carlos Lopez Cantera, with his embrace of a tough Arizona law aimed at illegal immigration. Here he is on CNN just after his election.
If you're in our state or any state and you're stopped because you're violating the law, you're asked for an ID, you should be able to be asked if you're legal or not.
So you like the law in Arizona? You'd like to implement that in Florida?
We got to make sure there's no racial profiling. It's got to be fair. But sure, we need to know who's in our state, especially people doing something wrong.
Lopez Cantera was quoted at the time as raising concerns about the measure's impact on civil liberties. Jennifer Carroll, Florida's first African-American lieutenant governor, resigned in March after an organization for which her company consulted was named in an illegal gambling investigation. She was not charged. Once again, USF's Susan McManus.
Obviously, when someone on your team has PR problems, and she was having those, it's not unusual to see that person being asked to move along. But, of course, everyone's reminded of that selection now because his current choice is being contrasted with his choice of Jennifer Carroll.
McManus says replacing Carroll with a Latino doesn't necessarily mean that Scott is giving up on winning the black vote.
I don't think you can read that so much into it, as both parties are salivating after the Hispanic voters. And it's particularly helpful to the governor that you now have someone who speaks Spanish fluently, because one of the fastest growing types of media in Florida is Spanish language television and radio.
If former Governor Charlie Crist's Democratic conversion is complete and he wins that party's gubernatorial nomination, McManus predicts that he'll follow Scott's lead in rounding out his ticket.
My guess is Charlie Crist pick either an African-American or a female. He could very well pick Nan Rich, who is very popular with a lot of Democratic women especially. But it could also be an African-American. I definitely think that Charlie Crist, if he's the nominee, will not select another white male.
Nan Rich currently is Crist's opponent in the August Democratic primary. Charlie Crist has led Governor Scott in some of the early polls, and if he is nominated, Susan McManus at USF says the governor's race will be a high-profile slugfest in the national media.
Groups like Politico.com and others have already identified our governor's race as the number one gubernatorial race in the entire country. And in a conflicted, divided state like ours, negative advertising is, regretfully, from the perspective of some, going to be the name of the game.
McManus says too much negativity helped tamp down voter turnout in Florida in 2012. She believes that will lead the gubernatorial candidates to weigh just how much is too much. But that said, she warns that negative ads from both camps will nevertheless be coming to a media platform near you. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.